Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening at the Iowa Speedway in Newton? Does the Speedway bring any economic benefits to Marion County? And what's the impact of the Speedway on the Knoxville Raceway? Let's go in depth with Doug Fritz, CEO of the Iowa Speedway. Doug, how's the season been at the Iowa Speedway?
I tell you what, it's been a great year. Obviously, we started out in May with the Nationwide Series. We had a really big weekend. We brought the Open Wheel in June. We had the Camping World Truck Series in July. We've had a pretty busy schedule. We also added a motorcycle rally in July. And, of course, we just, in the first part of August, had our Nationwide Series return. And then we're down to one last weekend coming up next weekend, 14th and 15th of September. And so far, it's been a great year. We're looking forward to a big, big finish coming up next week.
Well, tell us a little bit about next week.
Well, it's a really neat deal. We've got the ASA returning to the Iowa Speedway on Friday night. The race starts at 8 o'clock, but we're here all day. We have parking lots open at 9 o'clock in the morning. Gates open at 10:15. We go on the track at 10:30 and on pretty much most of the day, on and off with practice and ASA qualifying and more practice and of course the race at 8 o'clock. And then we've got a post race concert on Friday night by a group called Wicked Liquor. They'll be here performing Friday night. And, of course, Saturday we open up for the big day. The parking lot's again open at 9 o'clock. Gates open at 12:15 because we go on the track with the Camping World Truck Series at 12:30. We've got a concert in the afternoon on Saturday at 3:30 with a group called Lost Trailers. And then something really neat, really unusual in our industry, at 4 o'clock we're going to have the drivers and crew chief meeting open to the public. For those that have tickets in, the driver's meeting will be held under the grandstands in the north section of the track. So it's going to be a pretty neat opportunity for fans to witness something that is very rarely witnessed in our industry, and that's an opportunity for the fans to see what goes on during an actual driver's meeting. So that'll be 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We've got qualifying at 5, and then the race starts at 7:30. We got the American Ethanol 200 presented by Hy-Vee. On Saturday night, the Camping World Truck Series returns. Actually, it's the second race this year, but it's the first time in track history that we've run two of the Camping World Truck Series in 1 year. And it's one of those that it's been so popular, and fans wanted more racing. They wanted our season longer. So this is kind of a new event for us running into September for the very first time that's coming up next weekend.
And so it's going to be some good racing this weekend?
It's going to be some great racing. I tell you, if you look at the circuit and you look at the quality of racing in NASCAR, it's been so tremendous in all the top series, particularly with the Camping World Truck Series. It seems like, from time to time, they get a little bit more aggressive, I guess is the best way to explain it. But it gets pretty exciting for the race fan. And on the short track here, 7/8 mile track at Iowa Speedway, they have traditionally always put a great show on for the fans. So the expectation is this will be some really, really good racing both Friday and Saturday night.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Doug Fritz, CEO of the Iowa Speedway. Well, it sounds like you don't just put on races, you put on events.
We do indeed. Really, with this weekend too, we're really theming it to fan appreciation, kind of a, as we talked earlier, a recap of the year, but an opportunity for us to say thanks to the fans. So, fans can go on our website and iowaspeedway.com. We're going to do a lot of special things. I mentioned the driver's meeting earlier, but we're also going to allow randomly select 10 fans to come into Victor Lane. We're going to do some special garage tours. We're going to do some meet and greets with the NASCAR and ASA officials. We've got Rusty Wallace coming here, and he was earlier this year announced to be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in February. So we're going to pay tribute to him on stage. We're going to give opportunity for four fans to join us on stage when the owners of our racetrack present a nice tribute plaque to Rusty Wallace for all that he's done in designing the racetrack here. He's a part owner of the racetrack and just a great ambassador for the sport. So just a lot of opportunities for fans to do some unique things, a way for us to say thanks. And, you know, with the great racing we expect, with the concerts on both Friday night and Saturday afternoon, with the extra special tributes to the fans and Rusty Wallace, it should be a pretty special weekend coming up.
Now, when I go to the track, one of the things that I'm always impressed with is the crowd, and I think about, oh, the economic contribution that the track makes to the immediate community. And as you know, we're south of you, and I'm just wondering if there's any numbers on how that track contributes economically to surrounding counties, like Marion County.
Yeah, that's a great question. It does contribute substantially in the area, about $40 million in the last research study we did. Of course, we've added a motorcycle rally and the second truck series race this year, so that number continues to escalate year after year as we add races. Last year, we added a second nationwide race to our schedule. This year, as I said, we added a second truck series race, so you know, $40 million in excess of that for economic impact in the community, and continues to grow each and every year. And, you know, that's not just people think of the hotel rooms filling up, but, you know, people come into this community and they go to the drugstores and they go to the gas stations, they go to the convenience stores, you know, they go to the malls, they go to the, you know, surrounding areas, you know, and spend money and leave tax money into this community. So it really benefits a lot of people. You know, we're drawing, you know, at some of our events in excess of 25 people from 20 or 25 different states. It really makes a great impact financially into this community, and for that we're really proud of. And, you know, the race fans seem to come earlier, they seem to stay longer, and they seem to spend a little bit more and more money as they come each and every year.
And so do they make it down to, say, Pella or Knoxville?
Yeah, they obviously, we've got a lot of fans. You know, you got some great racing down in Knoxville, so our fans love racing. They've been down there, they've been here, and, you know, a lot of them you'll find have visited other racetracks across the country, and they just like good racing. And, you know, Knoxville's put on some great racing down there, and we have done here as well. So you'll see a lot of the same fans down in Knoxville as you do here at Iowa Speedway and vice versa.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Doug Fritz, CEO of the Iowa Speedway. And so it isn't like a competitive kind of thing between Knoxville and the Iowa Speedway?
No, it's, you know, when you look at the sports, you know, of racing, when everybody's healthy and doing well, it's only good for the sport. So it's the, when the Sprint Cup Series is doing well, it makes the, you know, the nationwide and the camping world, you know, do that much better. I think with tracks, the more we could see successful racing, in whether it's at a track or at various different sanctioning bodies or whatever, when the sport of the, you know, when the health of the sport is healthy, you know, everybody benefits, and the better product that we all can put out for fans and race fans alike, it just benefits everybody.
Well, it sounds like crowds are up this year. Is that true?
We've had a really, really good year. You know, we had a great crowd, a sellout crowd for a nationwide race a couple weeks ago. And not only did we sell out, we added temporary seats and sold all those out. So we had a great crowd, and we had a number of people come in as just general admission, staying room only. So it's been a really good year for us. We're looking forward to giving a really good product to the race fans this coming weekend on the 14th and 15th. And then, you know, we've already released our schedule for next year. We're excited about 2013. We've moved our motorcycle rally from a July time frame to a May 31st through June 2nd, 3-day event. We've also moved our first nationwide race, which has typically been the third Sunday in May. We've now moved it to June 7th and 8th with the nationwide series. Then we heard a lot from the fans that, you know, the third week in May had a lot of conflicts with school graduation. So we listen to the fans. We think that June date, from what we hear from the fans, is really going to work out really well. The rest of the schedule is pretty similar. The only thing different next year This fall race in September, the Camping World Truck Series will move up 1 week to the weekend of September 7th and 8th, and that's simply because next year's Iowa State football game is going to be a week later, and last thing we want to do is put on a race and try to compete with that great rivalry that happens every year. So we've moved our race week up 1 week next year in September.
Now, when one goes to the races, you know, you see a diversity of people, but is there sort of an average fan? Do you have a sort of a demographic snapshot that you could present to us?
You know, there's really no, you know, average fan. You know, it's young, it's old, it's, you know, middle age. It's, you know, it's a lot of diversity in the fans, and which makes this sport great. I think, you know, the opportunity for everyone to enjoy quality racing. It's amazing that the different areas where the fans come from, 60% male, 40% female. So it's just across the board, just a wide mix of race fans. And one thing great about the sport, it really attracts a large breadth of a variety of people that come into the Iowa Speed, and really for the sport in general. I'm sure Knoxville is probably the same. I don't know about their demographic specifically, but, you know, what's great about this product is everybody who comes here, no matter what age and what background, it really is a product that can be enjoyed by anybody that comes out to Iowa Speedway.
Now, let's just give you an opportunity to speak to somebody in our audience that hasn't been to the track, to the Iowa Speedway. Why should they come?
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, you talk to fans that have never been to Iowa Speedway, and the challenge is getting them out to a race for the first time. And the product on television and in this sport is so good with the technology and all that, but it's just such a different atmosphere when you come to a race. You've got the tailgating in the parking lot. You've got the whole thing about coming early and enjoying the whole atmosphere. We've got the midway and the souvenir haulers. You know, you got the sights and the sounds of the people and the racing and the smells of the cars and the rubber and the tires, and it's just a whole different atmosphere when someone experiences NASCAR racing, and particularly the Camping World Truck Series for the very first time. They just get wowed by the whole experience. It's so difficult to explain to somebody who's not been to a race what it's like for the first time, because it doesn't do it justice. When they come and experience the whole atmosphere around the racing and the quality of the racing and the side-by-side racing. And one thing great about Iowa Speedway, with the sight lines and the quality of the seat design that we have, every seat can see the entire racetrack. You know, it's not a big too big of a track where you can't see all parts of the track. So the you get the atmosphere of the entire event right in front of you. It's just a tremendous, exciting event. That just the adrenaline and the excitement of it, it's just hard to put into words what it would be for a fan that's never been out here and experiencing that for the very first time.
Well, it sounds like if you watch it on TV, you're doing just that. You're an observer, but if you're there at the track, you're a participant.
That's a great way of putting it. And I love the sport of racing, and I'll catch it anytime I can on television. But when I get an opportunity to go live, it's just an opportunity you don't want to pass up. And it really is a total experience between, you know, not only the race we talked about, we also mentioned the concerts and the drivers meeting and some of the other, all the other things that go along with the event. It isn't just 2 hours of 200 laps of trucks running around the racetrack. There's so much more, and of course the racing itself is really good, so it just adds to the whole total family experience.
And that's an important point for the whole family.
It is indeed. And, you know, you got kids, bring them out. You got, older adults, bring them out. I mean, everybody at whatever age can really enjoy the sport of racing here at Iowa Speedway.
Well, go over briefly again the event. Give us a snapshot of the event again.
Well, it's going to be very, we open up on Friday, 9 o'clock, with the parking lots. The gates open at 10:15 in the morning. And then practice, we go on with the ASA practice at 10:30. And then throughout the day, there's practice, specifically qualifying for the ASA race at 4:30 on Friday. And then the actual race starts at 8 o'clock. If you run under the lights here at the Iowa Speedway, 8 o'clock start. And then after the race is over, we'll have a post-race concert. And that ends the day on Friday. And, of course, Saturday we've got the Camping World Truck Series race. Again, parking lots open the same time, 9 o'clock in the morning. The gates open at 12:15 with the car or trucks going on the track at 12:30. At 4 o'clock is when we have that special drivers and crew chief meeting under the north grandstands. And then at 5 o'clock, they'll qualify for the night's race. And then pre-race ceremony start at 7. And then 7:30 will be the race itself. Again, will be the American Ethanol 200. And then in all that, 3:30, we've got a concert here in on our stage here in the Midway. So it's really two full action-packed days. Tickets start at just $20 on either day. Your listeners can log on to our website, iowaspeedway.com. They can dial 866-RUSTY-GO, which is 866-787-8946, or they can stop by the ticket office here throughout the week, from 9 to 5. And, again, the beauty with the iowaspeedway.com, they can get the information on tickets and schedule and directions if they need it and all kinds of information. It's in and around what's going on throughout the entire weekend of the 14th and 15th.
And you guarantee some great racing?
I guarantee it's going to be really, really good racing, and it's going to be great for the fans if those people can make it out here. It's going to be a really enjoyable experience.
Thanks to Doug Fritz for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.